This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Catherine. Today we're talking about words and phrases that we use to express our attitude to what we're saying or writing.
So two common examples are fortunately, which shows I'm pleased, and I'm afraid, which shows I'm sorry about something. So let's start by listening to Rob. He's talking about electric cars. Are you a fan of the electric car, Catherine?
I'm not a fan of any kind of car, actually, Finn. If I had one, I would probably consider electric.
Very environmentally considerate of you.
Thank you. And before we hear from Rob, here's a question. What is Rob's attitude towards public transport and bicycles? Here he is.
I must admit, I'm not sure about the whole idea of electric cars. I mean, obviously we need to find alternative forms of energy, but if you ask me, reducing the numbers of cars on the road should be the priority. Ideally, we would all use public transport or bicycles. Seriously, I think people should be given tax breaks if they don't own a car. But of course, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
So Rob's attitude is that ideally, we would all use public transport or bicycles.
Or to put that another way, he thinks it would be ideal if we all used public transport or bicycles. By beginning the sentence with ideally, Rob expresses his attitude nicely in just one word. Right, let's listen for more words and phrases that show Rob's attitude in this clip.
I must admit, I'm not sure about the whole idea of electric cars. I mean, obviously we need to find alternative forms of energy, but if you ask me, reducing the numbers of cars on the road should be the priority.
So he begins with the phrase, I must admit. Now, what does that tell us?
Well, we usually use that expression when we're going to say something that might be unpopular. Perhaps we're a little embarrassed to say it.
Yes, Rob knows that a lot of people are keen on the idea of electric cars, but he's going to say something different.
That's right. Then Rob used the word obviously. People use obviously to show that an idea is easy to see or understand.
And by using it here, Rob means that the need for alternative forms of energy is clear to him, even though he has other ideas on the subject too.
Exactly, because he then said, if you ask me, reducing the number of cars on the road should be the priority.
So this phrase, if you ask me, it's like, in my opinion, isn't it?
It is, but it tells us more about the speaker's attitude. It's less direct than in my opinion, and it shows that Rob realises that other people might disagree. Let's have another clip.
Seriously, I think people should be given tax breaks if they don't own a car.
Seriously. Now, why does he use that word here?
Seriously shows that Rob knows his idea might sound like a joke to some people. But he wants to make it clear that it's not a joke.
Yes, people often use it when they've been joking and they want to start being serious, don't they?
Yes, they do. Right, listen again.
But of course, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, of course is a very familiar expression. Now, here Rob uses it to show his understanding of the real situation.
Does it also sound slightly critical of the government?
Yes, I think it does. He's not expecting any new government policies that will change the situation on the roads.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about words and phrases that show your attitude. Obviously, they are important for expressing yourself and understanding what other people mean.
That's right, but I'm afraid they can be quite tricky to define in a dictionary, can't they, Finn?
Oh, yes, they can. In fact, you can often only understand their real meaning from the context that they're in.
That's right. And it's nearly the end of the show, so obviously, it's time for a quiz. So, question one, which is correct? A, I must admit I haven't done much work today, or B, if you ask me, I haven't done much work today?
That's A, I must admit.
Correct. Good. Now, question two. A, ideally, the weather will affect our plans for the day. Or B, obviously, the weather will affect our plans for the day.
And that one is B, obviously.
Correct. And question three. A, okay, but seriously, what do you really think? B, okay, but of course, what do you really think?
And this time it's A, seriously.
Yes, it is. And well done if you got those right at home.
And now here's a game you can play with a friend to help you practice these words and phrases. Have a conversation with them and try to use as many of these words and phrases as you can. Give yourself a point each time you manage to do it.
That's all we've got time for. And there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Vocabulary. Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Vocabulary
from the BBC.